Electromechanica, NASDAQ. Solo, a BC-headquartered company that developed a single-person, three-wheeled, battery-electric car, which was recalled and discontinued earlier this year, is merging with a private British company that makes electric trucks. An American law firm says it will be investigating whether the deal is fair to Electromechanica shareholders, who will end up owning 23.5% of the new merged entity. Electromechanica yesterday announced a merger with the private UK company, Teva, which makes electric trucks. Under the proposed merger, Electromechanica shareholders would own 23.5% of the newly merged company, which would be known as Teva, and current Teva shareholders would own 76.5%, on a fully diluted basis. The combined company expects to have a cash balance of approximately $70 to $80 million, with debt of approximately $26 million, Electromechanica said in press release. Founded in Vancouver, Electromechanica developed an electric battery-powered, three-wheeled single vehicle called the Solo. Last year, the company commissioned a new manufacturing plant in Mesa, Arizona. But the company has run into problems with its vehicle, which it ended up recalling. Electromechanica's shares peaked at $10.81 per share on November 20, 2020, and then gradually fell until they were below $1 per share around the end of 2022. The company's shares traded at $0.87 per share August 15. In its annual financial statements for the period ending December 2022, the company reported revenue of US$6.8 million and a net loss of US$124 million. In an August 15 letter to shareholders, Electromechanica CEO Susan Docherty talked about the challenges the company has faced. At the end of last year, we commissioned a new manufacturing facility in Mesa, Arizona and continued selling our three-wheeled electric vehicle, EV, the Solo, she wrote. Yet, the business struggled under the burdens of an unsustainable cost structure, an unprofitable contract manufacturing relationship with Zhongshan, and an addressable market that, while large, was too expensive to capture. So, we made hard, but necessary, decisions. We streamlined operations, staff and costs, ended the manufacturing agreement with Zhongshan, and recalled and then discontinued the Solo. We also began to innovate, signing agreements to leverage the Mesa, Arizona facility to assemble other EVs. All the while, we carefully and relentlessly considered the best use of our still strong balance sheet to create shareholder value. According to a release, the attending directors for both companies unanimously approved the merger. But Halper Sade LLC, an investor rights law firm, says it is investigating the Electromechanica-Teva merger proposal. The investigation concerns whether Electromechanica and its board violated the federal securities laws and/or breached their fiduciary duties to shareholders by failing to, among other things, 1. Obtain the best possible consideration for Electromechanica shareholders, and, 2. Disclose all material information necessary for Electromechanica shareholders to adequately assess and value the merger consideration, the law firm says in a public notice. On behalf of Electromechanica shareholders, Halper Sade LLC may seek increased consideration for shareholders, additional disclosures and information concerning the proposed transaction, or other relief and benefits. N. Bennett at biv.com, twitter.com/nbennett.